Hi, I'm Jennifer Perry, your host of the Shiro Effect podcast, which is your guide to empowerment. And I'm so grateful that you found us. I started this podcast to invite you into conversations that are designed to help you live with more freedom and ease. I believe that when you reclaim your power and embrace your true potential, you become the Shiro of your own story, who can deal with relationship struggles, work challenges, and life's ups and downs with more ease and grace. Let's grow. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Shiro Effect podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Perry. I have transformed my personal hardships into a mission of empowerment, and now I want to help you do the same. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about how to transform your inner critic into your own personal cheerleader. By the end of this podcast, you're going to be able to say, table for one, please. I'm completely fine with that because I know for me, I've beat up myself most of my life. A lot of my clients beat up themselves all of the time. But I think if you learn, and you can, I've learned it, I teach my clients how to rewrite the script that you feed yourself. So we're going to talk about how to literally become the number one cheerleader on the sideline for yourself. Because there are a lot of people who, you know, when you start venturing outside of your comfort zone, outside of what other people expect from you and want for you or think that you should have in your life, sometimes you start losing people. You lose people who you thought you could depend on for support, for energy, who are going to be there to encourage you. But because they don't believe that you can do it because of their own inadequacies or because they don't want to support your vision, they can't see your vision, they don't understand what it is you're trying to go after. Sometimes we end up being the only person that is there to support ourselves. And those are the type of people that I really love to work with. Because I want you to know that you are capable of anything that you put your mind to, and that you are definitely the Shiro in your story, and that you can do it, even if you have to do it by yourself. So it's easy to beat yourself up over shortcomings and failures and bad decisions that you make in life. And your inner critic is attempting to protect you. But just like being an overprotective parent, it causes more harm than good. And criticizing yourself only serves to make life more challenging. It also robs you of options and puts limits on your life. And I know I've said this before, and there's quotes out there all about it, that we are the only limit in our life. It's easy to blame other people. It's easy to blame other circumstances. It's easy to blame our past if we still live there, but we are the only limit that we put in our life. Your inner critic provides information. But that doesn't mean that you have to listen. Just like we are invited to so many things in our lives, doesn't mean that you have to attend. And I'm not just talking about events or birthday parties or dinner engagements or groupings or whatever it is. I'm even talking about arguments or people trying to get you to take sides. Just because you're invited into a situation, a conversation, just because your inner critic is trying to invite you in to get you to believe that you are not worthy, you are not capable, doesn't mean that you have to attend or engage in that conversation. So make sure you remember that. Your inner critic is relentless. It's active from the moment you wake up until you fall asleep. And it can even be active in your dreams. And your inner critic won't be contained easily. We need to change what your inner critic says to you, so that you are capable of reaching your full potential. And for some of you who are listening, you probably know that there is more out there for you. If you are listening to my podcast or you have found my podcast or found me, you know that I firmly believe that there is an extraordinary life out there for each one of us. And maybe right now you just know there's more for you, but you don't really know what that looks like. You don't have a blueprint for that. You don't even know where you want to end up. You just know that there has to be more. That's where I come in and that's where I help you. So I want you to know that if you're sitting there and you're listening and you're feeling stuck and unsure and not clear, that's okay. But if you're also feeling that there has to be more to this life for you, you are absolutely right. You just have to step through that door and see what it looks like. So the first thing that we're going to do about your inner critic is we are going to drown it out. We're going to fill your mind with positive talk and imagery. Avoid giving your inner critic any room to rent space in your head or make its opinions known to you. Keep your self-talk positive and expect the best to happen always. Second thing, we're going to recognize the truth. Your inner critic is just a manifestation of your fear. Its sole purpose is to stop you from harming yourself. However, it's like a scared child. You tell yourself that you're an idiot or that you can't do something in order to have an excuse not to expose yourself to failure. Your inner critic is just a lunatic. Consider treating it as such. You also need to empty your mind. If you need to make a phone call or finish your taxes, keep your mind empty and get started. It's your thoughts that stop you from getting things done. Keep your mind clear and get busy. Action is the best way to keep your critic at bay. It's all a matter of moving your hands or moving your mouth. Consider every action at your disposal. They're all a matter of either doing something or saying something. That's all there is to life. You are either physically doing something or talking. There's no practical difference between calling your best friend and making a cold call. You're dialing the phone with your hands and speaking with your mouth. How can your inner critic exist when every action you take is either moving your hands or your mouth? It's all the same. Number five, what would you tell a friend? Would you judge a friend as harshly as you judge yourself? What would you say to them in a similar situation? What would you say to your child? There's no reason not to treat yourself just as kindly. Be a friend to yourself. Let me tell you, would you judge your friend as harshly as you judge yourself? What would you say to them in a similar situation? What would you say to your child? There's no reason not to treat yourself just as kindly. Be a friend to yourself. And this is one I think I could tell you, at least for me, I know I've struggled with the most. I am very good at encouraging people. I am very good at cheering people on, being there to support them, picking up the phone, sharing words of encouragement. But if I were to enter something in my own life, a situation, a fear, or something that I needed to overcome, I would be so hard on myself. Oh, but me, what can I do? I can stand by and talk to my friends. I can encourage my friends. I can encourage my children. I can encourage my clients, my husband. It's very easy. It's very easy. And it's also very easy to give advice to other people that you just don't take yourself, right? It's the whole practice what you preach. And I know a lot of us are very good at that. But I can tell you every day you have to start off with grace in one hand and confidence in the other, because there are going to be things that you feel really confident about and there are going to be things that you don't, and you just have to give yourself grace. We give ourselves grace. We give our friends grace. We are there to support them and encourage them and be there for them. You need to do the same for yourself. You need to extend the same kindness to yourself that you do to other people. Next thing, say something encouraging to yourself every 10 minutes. And if you have to set a timer on your phone or your computer, do it. I want you to get into the habit of encouraging yourself each day. After 18 hours, you will have said 108 positive things to yourself. How awesome is that? If you just every 10 minutes stop and say, you know what? I look great today. You know what? I had a great conversation. I'm very smart. I'm very accomplished. I'm very, look at how, I'm short. So I always like to try to say, I look taller today than I did the day before. Even though it's not true, but I still try to encourage myself that way, right? Or there's sometimes where I get challenged, especially having a financial background. Sometimes people challenge certain things, or they have their opinion, or they heard something. And when I'm able to educate somebody and provide them facts, not fluff, and I'm able to walk them through something they didn't understand, I feel really good about myself. And the person I'm talking to feels really good about themselves because they have walked. It's kind of like you're asking for help and you're asking to be educated and you're open to those things rather than, you know, nope, this is what I heard, this is what I believe. So when I have great conversations with people and I'm able to actually provide clarity for them, I feel really good. And I tell myself, well done, Jen, you know? So even if just, I don't know, a couple times a day, you just say, well done, you know, well done, I did a great job handling that. Or you know what? I put a really smart outfit together today and I look dashing, you know? Those are the things. And ladies, you can relate. Like there's days I'll wake up and you're lucky I touch my hair because I've got to get the day started. And it's on those days that people will say, my gosh, your hair looks really good today. And I'll be like, thank you, even though I didn't do anything. But you know what I'm saying? I want you to be your number one fan. You should be the priority in your life. You should be the primary relationship in your life. So making sure that you say something encouraging to yourself every day, try it out for at least every 10 minutes. Hey, if you can't manage to do that, just start your day every morning, stand in front of the mirror, say how beautiful, amazing, unstoppable, unshakable, unbreakable you are. That's what I do every morning. Throw yourself into a Wonder Woman stance in your PJs. Just stand there and say, hey, you know what? I am awesome and I'm going to go own the day. So if you can't get to the every 10 minutes, at least start and end your day by saying something encouraging. And make a list of your high points. Think about all of your greatest successes. It's really easy to fixate on a few bad choices. I've done that. You've done that. We've all done that. It's human. But choose to focus on your highest achievements. Make a long list and review it regularly. You'll enhance your mood and you are going to put your critic to bed. The inner critic in your head limits your life and your opportunities. Remember that your inner critic is no different from a child who is just afraid of the dark. It isn't rational. And you know what? You don't have to listen. Taking control of your inner talk will really help to lift yourself up. Speak to yourself the way that you would speak to a good friend or a loved one. Turn your inner critic into your most positive supporter, and it will help you live a life full of joy. So I just want to recap how to change your inner critic. First one, we want to drown it out. Fill it with as much positive talk and imagery as you can. Recognize the truth. Your inner critic is just a manifestation of your fear. Number three, empty your mind. Just clear it all out and deal with the task at hand. Action is the best way to keep your critic at bay. Number four, it's all a matter of moving your hands or moving your mouth. That's all it is. How can an inner critic exist when every action you take is either moving your hands or moving your mouth? It's all the same. Number five, what would you tell a friend? How would you be there for them? Be a friend to yourself. Be as supportive as you would be for somebody else who you're cheering along. Number six, say something encouraging to yourself every 10 minutes. Set a timer if you can't and you're not that invested in doing it right now. Start and end each day with standing in the mirror, looking at yourself, telling yourself how awesome you are, how brilliant you are, how capable you are, dependable you are, all of those wonderful things. And I want you to, when you do that, I want you to believe them. I don't want you just to say it. I want you to have intention behind it and I want you to believe it. Say it to yourself like you would say it to somebody that you love. Criticizing yourself is a habit, but encouraging yourself can also become a habit too. Number seven, make a list of your high points. Think about your greatest successes and make sure that you go back and that you review it often. It's not only going to put you in a great mood, but it's going to allow you to see all that you've accomplished so far. And remember, when you take control of your inner critic, it's going to help you lift yourself up. It's going to help you move through your day each and every day with confidence. And it's going to help you literally step into the life that you know is waiting for you. And when you become your number one fan, your number one cheerleader, you literally make your own sunshine. And that is the affirmation that I want to leave you all with today. I make my own sunshine. Happiness comes from within. I listen to music. I play my favorite songs while I'm driving to work or I'm taking a walk. I indulge. I take care of myself. I pamper myself. I spend time with my family and friends. I go out. I do things with my partner. I do things with my children. I laugh and play. I wear a big smile. I'm friendly and approachable. I wear a big smile. I am friendly and approachable. I thank people who help me. I engage in pleasant small talk with strangers. I accept myself as I am. I let go of past disappointments and I silence my inner critic. I love myself unconditionally. Today, I treat myself with kindness and respect. Taking care of myself makes me more joyful, peaceful, and successful. As you sit in self-reflection this week, I have three questions for you. Number one, why is it important to invest in myself? Number two, how can I stop mean comments from spoiling my day? And number three, how does my home reflect my love for myself? As we wrap up this week, I want to just make an offer to you. Are you longing to break free from the pain and frustration caused by your limiting beliefs? And are you ready to learn how to build the life that you know that you deserve? Because this week we're talking about silencing our inner critic. And I want you to join the Crushing Limiting Beliefs course, where I provide a step-by-step process of going from frustration to freedom, conquering routines that keep you stuck in your circumstances, discovering how to triumph over your inner obstacles, and much more. So I want you to go out to my website, jenniferperry.com/beliefs, to join today. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of The Shiro Effect, and I will be back again next time. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap on today's episode. You've laughed, you've learned, and most importantly, you've grown. Thanks for tuning in to The Shiro Effect, your go-to destination for empowerment and growth. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny. Keep chasing the light, embracing your extraordinary, and spreading those empowered wings. Dive deeper into our community at jenniferperry.com. Until next time, keep shining, keep soaring, and transform your world one epic moment at a time. This is Jennifer Perry, reminding you that your journey is limitless and your potential boundless. Until next time,